This is the Steve Cochran Show, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio.
WGN Chicago.
720 WGN.
We continue with an exceptionally busy week, and at 8:10 in the morning, Dean will join us here in just a few minutes. We'll go over some show business and the movies for the weekend and stuff. But in light of what happened with former Speaker Dennis Hastert, and Andrea brought this up, days ago. What is with the statute of limitations? How can there be a statute of limitations on sex crimes with children? The timing couldn't be better to speak with Attorney General Lisa Madigan, who joins us now on the phone. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're doing fine. And we have a mutual concern here that if, you know, children are sexually abused, how can somebody walk away from that with almost no charges?
That's right. And I think, unfortunately, the situation earlier this week with Denny Hastert showed why we shouldn't have a criminal statute of limitations on child sex abuse and sex assault crimes. You know, it shouldn't be that we say in Illinois, from your 18th birthday, you have 20 years. And so there's this almost arbitrary cutoff at the age of 38, particularly when, you know, you clearly have people who, for a variety of reasons, do not want to come forward. But when we have somebody who says, yes, I committed those crimes, and you have a judge who's not in a position to be able to sentence somebody on those crimes, it's truly a tragedy. It's a miscarriage of justice, and it should be changed.
The judge this week in the Hastert case, because, you know, a lot of folks understandably don't understand what cash restructuring is, or cash structuring, I should say, and that this is a financial crime, and the judge went as far as he could within the latitude the judge had in sentencing. Couldn't do anything, even though, as Attorney General Madigan just said, the criminal admitted the behavior. By the way, again, I'm sorry, I'm really hung up on this. Tom Cross gets a letter, or a request for a letter, from Denny Hastert to write a letter to the judge on his behalf, when Denny Hastert knows one of his own victims is Tom Cross's brother, who had the guts to stand up and speak in open court. I mean, that's a special kind of sickness. So what can you do on a state level?
Well, you know, that situation, as you point out, is, I think, unbelievable to everybody who hears it. So what we can do on a state level is we can eliminate the criminal statute of limitations that is in place right now. So these circumstances don't happen again. The terribly painful reality that you know, but nobody ever wants to think about, nobody ever wants to talk about, is that there are thousands and thousands and thousands of children every single year who are victims of criminal sexual assault and sexual abuse. And most of the time, the people that are abusing them are in some position of authority, almost by definition, right? Because they're adults.
Yep.
And so, you know, whether it is the coach or it's the, you know, scout leader, it's the priest, it's your uncle, as a child, you know, it's so difficult for you to ever come forward, or even if you do come forward, to be believed. And sometimes just the processing of this doesn't take place until you're older, or you're so ashamed you never want to come forward and admit it. We need to be able to say, whenever you come forward, we will take you seriously, we will investigate. If there's proof, a prosecution can move forward. But we shouldn't be in the position we find ourselves in now. And so it's a simple matter of asking the legislature to remove the statute of limitations for criminal sexual assault and sexual abuse against children. And the trend has been over the last 5 to 10 years, nationally, as well as at the federal level, to move out these or eliminate these statutes of limitations because of the understanding that we've gained about not just the prevalence of sexual assault and sexual abuse, but also because we've understood the impact it has on the survivor victims.
So, Lisa, what are the steps now? You've asked lawmakers to eliminate the statute of limitations, and then how quickly would it have to be a bill or changing the Constitution, and how quickly could that go away?
It would just be a bill. It's not the Constitution. And so it's as soon as the process moves along, and now that our legislature seemingly is in session, you know, all year round, it would be something they could do relatively quickly.
Yeah, and I can't imagine too many people standing up and going, whoa, no, I'm not for that. Because here is what people need to understand, just to expand on what you just said, Attorney General Madigan. When a child is sexually abused, the fear and the shame and the life-changing aspects of that, those don't go away. Those linger. Those affect every aspect of their life every single day. And it's not until they find some sort of love in their life and support in their life that they didn't have. And this isn't a knock on the parents or anybody else, because this is the dirty little secret that the creep put on them. It's only later, when they reach some miraculous point in their life, where they can have the courage that Tom Cross's brother showed this week and others have shown. And if they're 45 instead of 38, well, they better damn well better be able to stand up and say, I want that guy in jail.
That's right. That's right. It's as simple as that. And as you point out, you know, the devastating effect that this has on people throughout their lives is unfortunately well known. It's well documented. When somebody finally has the courage to come forward, law enforcement should be able to do an investigation. When somebody, you know, an open court says, yes, I did that, we should be able to penalize that person for that. It shouldn't be a situation where time has barred that.
General, would this be retroactive, or if this is eliminated going forward from that day?
It would only be going forward. We can't impose the statutes of limitations retroactively if the statute of limitations has already run on an underlying crime. And so that's unfortunate, but that's the way it works. And that's the real reason why we can't reach back and do anything about the situation that occurred to the boys on the wrestling team.
And last word here, and you guys feel free to jump in on this, but for people who are listening right now who have gone through this, and it's still a secret in your life, all I want you to hear is it's not your fault. It is not your fault. You didn't do anything wrong. You were victimized by people you should have been able to trust. And if there's not somebody in your life that you feel you can share this with and you really want to move on with your life and you want to get help for you, call us, man. Call us. We can get you resources. We can get you to people that can help move the ball on this. But in the meantime, I salute you for taking us on, and there couldn't be a better week to do it, obviously.
Well, I thank you for your message to survivors that are living out there. There are wonderful advocacy organizations that are out there throughout the state of Illinois and throughout our country who are here to help. And many people do turn to them. They never turn to law enforcement. But you should understand, we believe you. And again, it wasn't your fault. You're absolutely right with your message. So thank you for having me on this morning.
I appreciate you coming on. Enjoy the weekend. So thank you, Andrea, for bringing that up this
absolutely,
week, too, to
yeah.
move the ball on
Thanks
this because
Madigan, yeah.
we got to be able to talk about this stuff.
Yep. And good, that is good that, you know, this has been introduced. It is now in the hands of the lawmakers. This could be eliminated immediately once they pass this bill.
Right.
Which is what they should do.
Right. So first legislator up, run with it. Be the hero.